Rodeo and Horseman headquarters. They also have a boot department with Ariat, Double H, Carolina, Justin, Rocky Durango, Dan Post, Lucchese Boots, along with Minnetonka Moccasins and Stetson Hats. West of Old England is located in the Bruner Plaza, 646 Southeast Monterey Road, halfway between US 1 and Canner Highway. West of Old England.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast. I trust also you will be blessed by the message.
See, Jesus learned obedience through what he suffered. But once the obedience was learned, the suffering ceased. So if you are suffering, there's something God wants to get at or get out. Thank you, Brother Nate. Got real quiet hearing nothing over here. I hear a peep over here. Well, it's true anyhow. When the fire is burning, see, God is good working with fire. See, some folk get burned with fire, but God knows how to work with fire so that you don't get burned, but that the dross comes out of the gold and that the gold is purified. And once the gold is purified in that particular dimension or domain or season, suffering ceases. So he says, after that you've suffered a little while, God will establish, strengthen, and settle you. Amen? Amen. So we see Joseph, how he was sold into slavery. But I'll tell you what, for the sake of time, get me Genesis 39, verse 1 through 6. We know the story of Joseph, I think, fairly well. Sold into slavery, falsely accused by Potiphar's wife, put in prison, but none of that could thwart the covenant. Everywhere he went, people were blessed around him, even though he was in prison. When he was in Potiphar's house, when he was a servant, everyone around him, that's the strength of covenant. Genesis, what is it, 39 verse 1? And Joseph was brought down to Egypt, and Potiphar, an officer of Pharaoh, captain of the guard, an Egyptian, brought him of the hands of the Ishmaelites, which had brought him down thither. And the Lord was with Joseph, and he was a prosperous man. And he was in the house of his master, the Egyptian. And his master saw that the Lord was with him, and that the Lord made all that he did to prosper in his hand. And Joseph found grace in his sight, and he served him, and he made him overseer over his house, and all that he had, he put into his hand. And it came to pass from the time that he had made him overseer in his house and over all that he had, that the Lord blessed the Egyptian's house for Joseph's sake. And the blessing of the Lord was upon all that he had in the house and in the field. And he left all that he had in Joseph's hand. And he knew not aught that he had, save the bread which he did eat, and Joseph was a goodly person and well favored. Look at the strength of covenant. Amen. Now, listen, covenant always has two parties. God has done his part. Amen. Our part is through grace that comes to us to release our faith. That's your part. Amen. Joseph had nothing. He was in chains. But that word was working in him. Amen. That word was working in him. As soon as he stepped, amen, into Potiphar's house, favor started happening. Amen. God started causing people to see him a certain way. Amen. Till he got over all. We just read he got over all, and Potiphar took notice. Everything this man is doing is prospering. My house, the spirit in my house is better. Amen. Everything in my house, my servants are more pleasant. Everything going on in my house is prospering because of this man. Amen. That's the power of covenant. Amen. But it's a grace that has to be received through faith. Amen. The problem, a lot of folk, when they suffer, they lose faith. They start complaining. They start worrying. Worryation. I know it's not a word. Is it? They start murmuring. They start feeling bad. Get low self-esteem. God ain't for me. You know, start looking for other means. Superstitious. You know, go back, fall back into tradition or religious mindsets and start making excuses for stuff rather than believing. See, you can't turn to that stuff when stuff takes a little while. Because God is working on you, getting you ready for what he's getting ready for you. Amen. But in the meantime, tell somebody, just believe. That's the part that you do to activate covenant in your life. Galatians chapter 3. Now these are three different generations. God is moving on down the line. He said this is going to be for every covenant with your seed in their generation. Now I want to establish with you that we are his seed. Amen. A lot of people try to dispute that, but it's very plain and clear in the new covenant. Galatians chapter 3, verse 6 and 7. And I'm going to kind of bounce around here for a moment. Verse 6 and 7. Even as Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness, know ye therefore that they which are of faith, the same are the children of Abraham. Amen. They that are of faith. Now that's twofold. That's a standing and a state. Amen. Our standing is that of the faith of Abraham. We are the seed. But your state, what you're in right now, get it back up for me. What you're in right now. Know ye therefore that they which are of faith, what you're going through right now, you must activate faith for covenant to manifest. This is your part. You can't just wallow and be mad with God and just sit there and think that, you know, it's not magic. It's miraculous. But the moment you activate, the moment you believe, and I tell you, I can see or I'll know when some of y'all start believing, because your countenance will change. Because see, there's joy in believing. Amen. You won't be looking like, take them lemons and make some lemonade. Come on, take that lemon you know, and make lemonade with it. Instead of looking sour. Amen. There's joy in believing. Amen. Tell somebody beside, there's joy in believing. Inform your face. I see everybody stop it. Tell him there's joy in believing. I know it's Wednesday night, but the joy of the Lord is still our strength. I don't care if it is. See, some folk will be glad on Sunday. It's Sunday. Lord bless you. But the covenant works on Wednesday too. Develop yourself in your faith to believe God every day so that your steps are ordered. Your steps are that of faith. Amen. You don't just wait for a day to try to generate some faith. No, you always walking by faith, always expecting God. Amen. Always understanding that you are under the miraculous. Anything can happen. There are no limitations. Amen. On what God can do and when he can do it. Verse number 9 of Galatians 3. So then they which be of faith are blessed with faithful Abraham. So when your faith is working, it's not just a good feeling. It's you've activated covenant. I said, you've activated covenant. God said, I have covenant with generations, with your seed in their generation. Amen. Verse 13. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree. Tell somebody, you can't curse what God has blessed. Now, I just said right here, Christ redeemed us. We are redeemed from the curse of the law, poverty, sickness, and the second death. We are redeemed from that. We've been redeemed from that. We are redeemed right now from poverty. We are redeemed from sickness. We are redeemed from the second death. Tell somebody, I'm living to live forever. I ain't gonna die. I might leave this body, but rest assured, I ain't gonna be dead. We won't die. Amen. We're caught away. Amen. We transition. Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law. Verse 16 of Galatians 3. Now to Abraham and his seed were the promises made. He saith not, and to seeds, as of many, but as of one, and to thy seed, which is Christ. All right? Next verse. And this I say, that the covenant that was confirmed before God, before of God in Christ, the law was 430 years after, cannot disannul that it should make the promise of none effect. Verse 18. For if the inheritance be of the law, it is no more of promise, but God gave it to Abraham by promise. Okay, now last verse, verse 29. And go home and Selah. And if you be Christ's, then are you Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. There it is in writing. Holy men wrote as the Holy Spirit spoke to him. So let's look at that again. I want you to get that imprinted on your spirit. You are the child of a covenant. And if you be Christ's, then are you Abraham's seed? And heirs according to the promise. So God showed, and you can trace it all down through the scripture, God showed that when he cut covenant with Abram and changed his name to Abraham, all the blessing of Abraham came not only on himself, but on Isaac. Then it came on Jacob. Then it came on Joseph. Then it went on down through David, down through the different kings, the blessing of God, Solomon. All the blessing of covenant were on these and in their generation. And it comes down to today at Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. If ye be Christ, if you are saved, if you've given your heart to God, if you're born again, then are ye Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.